First, find a comfortable spot where you won't be interrupted. This will be an exercise meditating on Psalm 46, verse 10, just two words at a time. Try concentrating on each pair of words until your emotions change from an overwhelming tsunami to little waves lapping at a shore. Let's begin. Be still. Imagine your spirit as a peaceful pond. Each new thought is a rock thrown into it, producing its own ripples. Focus your thoughts on Jesus and don't allow yourself to focus on any other thoughts that assert themselves. Take those other thoughts captive and throw them away from you. Wait until the ripples from that last thought in your pond disperse. Imagine the rocks being thrown into your pond becoming fewer and fewer. Focus on those two words, be still. Imagine Jesus standing on the prow of the boat and calming the storm inside of you. Imagine yourself sitting at Jesus' feet like Mary and listening to him in stillness. Let those two words, be still, become bigger and bigger in your mind until your pool is calm and there is only stillness before God. And know. Keep that stillness at your center. This step could be a little overwhelming if you try to absorb all the images you're about to imagine. But don't try. Don't absorb them. Just let the pictures zoom past you. Now you're ready. Let your mind fast forward through all the knowledge that mankind has ever amassed. You are traveling through a roller coaster tunnel with a slideshow of all discovery, of all knowledge, of all creative thought. It is brightly lit. Remember, don't try to absorb what you are seeing. Let the images just flow by your consciousness. Now the roller coaster is turning towards the center of the earth, to things that are the foundation of truth. The track ends, and you are suddenly immersed in deep truth. Immersed, but not drowning. You are safe. You can breathe. This place is filled with wonder. These are truths that the world is founded on. The corridor between your chest and stomach is opened up, and you are floating in one truth, a truth that you can know beyond all doubt. A truth that is so calm, so peaceful, so good, that nothing else matters. That I. Jesus is here with you. Imagine watching a montage of his life on earth. He's with the children. He's healing the blind and lame. Being gentle with the outcasts. Smiling. Laughing. Sharing a joke. Jesus standing up to hypocrites. Challenging the complacent. And pointing to the widow with her mite as the one whose gift was worth more. Jesus praying in the temple, in the field, before dinner, in the garden. Jesus sweating blood. Jesus before the religious council. Jesus giving himself up to them. Jesus whipped, intestines out, carrying his cross, nails in his wrists, thirsty, dying. Jesus dead, in the tomb, shut away in the dark. Jesus rising. Jesus redeeming. Jesus conquering. Appearing to a group of defeated men. Jesus teaching. Jesus revealing. Explaining. Ascending. Allow those thoughts of Jesus to fill every empty place, every painful place. Let him fill that corridor between your chest and your stomach. Let him become the only thing you know. Am God. Picture Jesus ascended, standing in heaven, standing at the right hand of God. There is a throne behind him, and he takes his seat at the right hand of God. The angels shout, the glory of God shines forth. This is the one who created the universe. If you like, you can imagine that. This is the one who holds all things together. See the planets and their moons in all their whirling beauty. The atoms and molecules traveling at their breakneck speeds, all locking into their proper places, because God is God. He is on the throne. He is in control. Let the weight of that knowledge be an anchor. Not a crushing weight, but something to tether to, a grounding in the midst of storms bigger than you. This Jesus is unassailable. He is truth. He is the pinnacle of all knowledge, of all stillness, of all rest. Let your chest expand in his safety and be refreshed. Stay there as long as you need.